I want to play this next track. It's an instrumental by Phil Coulter. I haven't played it before, but I want to play it especially for a very special person. Her name is Georgina, and Georgina lives here in my town of Bray. Georgina, I'm going to play this song for you. Georgina lived for many, many years in Canada, and I know this song means a lot to her, and I hope it brings back happy memories to your love. I hope you enjoy it. From me to you, Georgina, Phil Coulter, and Song for the Myra. Farshivageshtukt sounds Irish. Lumsa, Joe Ballard.
I'll walk beside you through the world today, while dreams and songs and flowers bless your way. I'll look into your eyes and hold your hand. I'll walk beside you through the golden land. I'll walk beside you through the world tonight, beneath the starry skies ablaze with light.
Within your soul, love's tender words I'll hide. I'll walk beside you through the eventide.
I'll walk beside you through the passing years, through days of cloud and sunshine, joy and tears. And when the great call comes, the sunset gleams,
I'll walk beside you to the land of dreams.
Beautiful. Well, it says on the track, "Cherish the ladies, I'll walk beside you." And it's a wonderful version of that song. I occasionally sing that song when asked to do wedding music. I think it's very suitable for a wedding. I'll walk beside you. Now, we're coming back to County Clare again. And this is a classic where Irish ballads are concerned. I think this is the best version of that song. A couple of weeks ago, I played a sort of a contemporary version of it. Who was it? I'm talking about Spansel Hill. Oh, I know. It was the Corrs. Here's, well, in my book, what was the original? Johnny McAvoy.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the wind. When next I came to anchor at the cross on Spansel Hill, I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones torn and grey. I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Sure, he used to make me breeches when I lived on Spansel Hill. I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as white as any lily and as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me saying, Johnny, I love you still. Oh, she's Ned, the farmer's daughter, the pride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her as in the days of yore. Oh, Johnny, you're only joking, as many a time before. The cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spancer Hill.
Now we come to another request, and it's another request from one of my Irish listeners. It's Mary O'D, who lives in Dublin, and she's a regular listener, she says, to Sounds Irish. Joe, I wonder if you could play your version of the Old Bog Road. I listen to Sounds Irish every week, and some months ago you played that, and the memory stayed with me. I'd love you to play it again if you would. I'm a regular listener to Sounds Irish. I don't like everything you play. Well said, Mary. But I like most of what you play. Please, it would make me very happy to hear this. Just for new listeners, this is a song entitled The Old Bog Road, but I don't sing it. It's a monologue. I use it as a monologue. And you can picture the young man who's left his home way in back in Ireland, and he's working on Broadway in New York, and he's a builder, and he's building bricks by load. And many the time he thinks of his home way back in Ireland, and that lovely little boreen. Boreen is an Irish word for a little road or a lane. It's the old bog road, the road that leads to the bog, and it brings back happy memories. It opens up with, "My feet are here on Broadway this blessed harvest morn." Have a listen to The Old Bog Road. And Mary, I hope you enjoy this. "My feet are here on Broadway this blessed harvest morn, and all the ache that's in them for the spot where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from working cold and heat, and oh, to swing a scythe again through fields of Irish wheat. Had I my chance to wander back or own a king's abode, it soon I'd see the hawthorn tree down the old bog road. When I was young and restless, my mind was ill at ease through dreaming of America and gold beyond the seas. Ah, sorrow, take their money, it's hard to get the same. And what's the world to anyone when no one speaks his name? I've had my day, and here I am still building bricks by load, a long 3,000 miles away from the old bog road. My mother died last springtime when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbour said her funeral was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled high beside the bed, and the parish church was crowded when the funeral mass was said. But here was I on Broadway, still building bricks by load, when they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. There was a decent girl at home that used to walk with me. Her eyes were soft and sorrowful like sunbeams on the sea. Her name was Mary Dwyer. Ah, but that was long ago. The ways of God are wiser than the things a man may know. She died the year I left her, still building bricks by load. But I won't forget the times we met down the old bog road. Ah, life's a weary puzzle, worth finding out by man. I'll take the day for what it's worth, and I'll do the best I can. Since no one cares a rush for me, what needs to make a moan? I'll go my way, I'll draw my pay, but I'll smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart must know its grief, though bitter be its load. So, God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog. As I mentioned at the beginning of the programme is picking up new listeners every week. I'm getting lots of emails and correspondence and phone calls. A lot of my friends here at home now are listening to the programme, which makes me very happy. It also makes me very happy that a lot of my friends in other parts of the world are listening to Sounds Irish and enjoying it to boot. But what happens every now and again, and my regular listeners will know this, that I sort of pull one of my favourites out and say, yes, I'd love to hear that again. And this next track is one such track. It's not an Irish song, but it is sung by one of the icons of Irish music for the past, well, good few years, Mary Black. Mary is a member of the Black family. And if I get time, I do have a track from the Black family that I hope to fit in before the end of the programme. The Black family, a wonderfully musical family, have made lots of albums. They do a lot of folky music, and Mary sings a lot of contemporary folk as well. This is not, as I said, an Irish song. It hails from the northeast of England, Northumberland, actually. It's Mary's track, The Rose of Allendale. And I'm going to land myself in trouble here because I'm expressing a Joe Bollard opinion that in my book, this is the best track that Mary Black ever made. Oh, yes, I think so.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over.
Sweet Rose.
Sure, she recorded that the day after she made her confirmation. Doesn't she sound very young on that one? But isn't it gorgeous? Mary Black. And that was the track that sort of first attracted me to listening to Mary Black's music. And I've confessed on the programme before, I don't like everything Mary does, but I like most of it. She's very, very accomplished. Now, our Daniel spot. Our Daniel spot this week is one that I haven't played for a long, long time, and I'm dedicating it to all Daniel O'Donnell's fans. This one is entitled My Father's House.
The gable wall is all that's left now. The old thatched cottage has fallen down. I dry my eyes as I fondly remember the days of long ago when I was young. In my father's house we were poor but rich in love. No TV but music there was plenty of. My mama hummed old melodies and we all sang. In my father's house when I was young. Come the time when I am older, my own children are reared and gone. I wonder then, will they fondly remember the days of long ago when they were young? In my father's house, a smile would greet you at the door. A friendly word, even travelers, there was welcome for. And at night time neighbors rambled in and might stay till 12 or 1. In my father's house when I was young. The years have passed and times are changing. The rambling house has almost gone, but I still hear the laughter of children just as long ago when I was young. In my father's house we were poor but rich in love. No TV But good times there were plenty of. We made the best of what we had, and we sang a happy song. In my father's house, when I was young. In my father's house, when I was young.
Daniel O'Donnell and his version of My Father's House. And we're staying in Donegal because that's where Daniel hails from. And we're having Andrea Walsh. And she's telling us all the beauties and the beauty of the Rose of Aran Mór. Now, believe it or not, and I bring this up every so often on the programme, when I was with the band, how many times have I said that? Believe it or not, the band leader himself, Jack Ruan, used to sing this song, The Rose of Aran Mór. Happy days.
I thought today, though I'm far away, dwell on Tyrconnell's shore. The salt sea air and the Colleen's fair and lovely green widow. There's a flower there beyond compare, I'll cherish evermore. That grand Colleen. Traveled far neath the northern stars since the day I said goodbye, and seen many maids and golden glades beneath the tropic skies. There's a vision in my memory I always will adore, that grand Colleen.
Shivagestuk sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bullard.
Thank you.
the unmistakable sound of Celtic Woman there, and their wonderful interpretation and arrangement of the song The Last Rose of Summer. Beautiful. Now, I say so often on Sounds Irish, my dad used to sing this song, and I pointed out before that my dad wasn't the world's greatest singer. In fact, he was the only singer I know who never knew a song. He never knew a song. He knew the first opening lines and maybe the middle bit and the last line, but he could never sing a song all the way through. This next track, it's not an Irish song. Well, I don't think it's an Irish song. I think it's a sort of an Edwardian or Victorian song. I don't think it goes back as far as Victorian, but it might be Edwardian or around that particular time. But here is the wonderful clear voice. You know, a couple of months ago, or well, last year, or maybe a bit longer than that, I started to play tracks by Anne Breen, the beautiful clear voice of Anne Breen. And here Anne is telling us all about Maggie.
The violets were scenting the woods, Maggie displayed their charms to the breeze. When I first said I loved only you, Maggie, and you said you loved only me. The chestnut blooms gleam through the glade. A robin sang loud from a tree. When I first said I loved only you, Maggie, and you said you loved only me. A golden rose daffodil shone, Maggie, and danced with the leaves on the breeze. When I first said I loved only you, Maggie, and you said you loved.
She has a sort of a bell-like clarity in her voice, has she not? Anne Breen and Maggie. And now, again, we come to one of those old, dated 78-type songs that I love. And this is Delia Murphy. Now, Delia Murphy was singing folk songs before a lot of the, well, iconic folk song singers were around. Oh, I think it was the 1930s, early 40s. And Delia sang. She played guitar, but she's not playing guitar on this one. This one Well, it goes back to around that time, but it has a lovely dated quality about it that I love. Delia traveled the world because I think she married the Irish ambassador to various countries. He moved around and she led, well, what we'd call a moving life, I suppose. Here she's giving us her interpretation of the song The Moonshiner. Now, this is not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than Delia Murphy.
I've been a moonshiner for many a year. I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. I'll go to some hollow and set up my still. I'll make you a gallon for a $2 bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If moonshine won't kill me, I'll live till I die. I'll go to some hollow in this country. 10 gallons of wash, I can go on the spree. No woman to follow, and the world is all mine. I love none so well as I love the moonshine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If moonshine won't kill me, I'll live till I die. Moonshine, dear moonshine, oh how I love thee. You killed me, poor father, but dare you try me. Bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine. Its breath smells as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If moonshine won't kill me, I'll live till I die. I'll have moonshine for Liza and moonshine for May. Moonshine for Lou and she'll sing all the day. Moonshine for me breakfast, moonshine for me tea. Moonshine me hearties, it's moonshine for me. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If moonshine won't kill me, I'll live till I die.